Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
And today we are joined by Steph Douglas.
Woo! Hooray!
From Don't Buy Her Flowers.
Yes.
You have this business called Don't Buy Her Flowers.
I do.
And that started a few years ago. You're also married to a guy called Doug.
Mark is his real name, but he's known as Doug. Well, otherwise it would be Doug Douglas. His surname's Douglas.
Why did his parents do that?
Call him Doug Douglas.
Yeah.
Not called Doug Douglas.
All right.
He's Mark Douglas.
Okay.
Everyone calls him Doug.
I'd call him Michael. And your kids are called Michael and Kurt. No, they're called Buster and Mabel.
They are.
And they're 5 and 4, is that right?
Yeah.
Was that deliberate?
No. Do you know what? It's that thing where you have one.
Yes.
Yeah, we know. And then when Buster was one, when they hit one, they're cute. They're really cute. Yeah. And they haven't started the tantrum thing yet. And then I got pregnant. And then they start the tantrum thing, but it was too late. So they're 21 months apart. So they're not too close, but
okay.
But and you've forgotten the baby bit. But they are easier. You know, like when people always go, oh, it doesn't get easier. It just changes. Like no, I don't know. I don't know what teenagers are like. I'm sure it's shit. But they are definitely easier than babies.
Now, so you're the owner of the business. What's it called? The starter. The inspiration.
Founder
of Step.
Sorry.
Ellie's got this cat that heckles us sometimes.
Got a little weird Japanese sort of robot cat thing that sometimes just screams. And we don't know why.
It's like can't, a kid.
We could stop it. We could throw it away. But I quite like it.
You keep it.
What I like is it slightly unnerves the guests and makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. And they're,
it's just Ellie's cat that she's left in a box. So you're a daughter of a vicar.
Yes.
You've got 5 siblings and you behave shamefully like a toddler when you're hungry.
Like terrible, but it happens most nights. I don't eat enough during the day, and then Doug will come home, and then you've got bedtime with the kids, and then I'll start just being a bitch, like awful bitch, and Doug will say, I think it's best if you don't talk until you've eaten. Because I'm just saying, as soon as I'm not eating, I'm like, oh, how are you? Like, it's a different person. So I need
have a bagel.
Have a bagel.
I have to say, I think you have to concede, Helen. You are like that. Helen, actually, if she has not eaten for about 2.5 hours, I think this is about the limit. Mm. She actually starts twitching. She's like a heroin addict looking for her next fix. She's like, "Are you hungry? Have you got any food?"
But you can't concentrate on anything. So I went out with some colleagues once for a lunch,
ate them.
Chatting, so we're sitting there with the menus, and it was like bubbling up. And
right,
shall we order? Yeah, it's like a real shout, and everyone just stopped talking, like very quick, like nervously looked at their menus, but it's because I was hungry.
I'm quite into like efficiency, and all, and I don't like sitting down, like having it, like and like someone's chatting, like. So how have you been? Let me look at the menu and decide what I want. Let's get that out of the way. Let's get that clear.
Yes.
And that's done.
We can enjoy ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I can't bear it. I'm never having lunch with anyone else again. I can't stand it. But do you think that's fair, Helen? Are you a hangry person?
I am very hangry, and I can tip very quickly.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh.
But do you get shaky?
Yeah.
Yes, so I think it is just genuine, like blood sugar.
She's like an emotional diabetic, honestly. Yeah. It's like, give her a shot of insulin and she'll stop calling you a prick. That's basically how it works.
I know, and that's because that's how I think I bonded with you, Steph. The first time I met you, we went to some mum's thing, and afterwards you're like, are you really hungry? I'm like, yeah, I'm really hungry. And Steph pulls out like a salmon bagel she's had.
Warm smoked salmon bagel she's had
in a bag all day.
Oh, it was, and you and I were like, oh yeah.
Oh, the lettuce is so soft.
You know when you, the next day after you've been drinking, and inevitably if like, I'm getting a train home, there'll be a Whopper or something, like, pasty on the way home on the train.
Yeah.
And then you, the next day, you're like, oh, you can visualise yourself on the train and what you must have looked like, but shoving the food in, because you know,
no chewing involved.
No chewing, just shoving it.
Just like a seagull.
And dropping it on the floor and then just picking it up and carrying on. And I know I've done it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that if I was sober, I wouldn't.
No.
What's your stance on preserving, like, food you haven't finished? See, I love a fried chicken stop on the way home, especially if I've done a gig or something, and often I don't eat before a gig because I'm a bit nervous. So I usually end up with, I usually eat the two pieces of chicken and then I have half a chicken burger, which quite often I put in the fridge and then eat it the next day. Last time I did it, I was so pissed. Pete came in the next morning and went, did you mean to put this box of chicken bones in the fridge as well? There's might be some more meat on those.
Yeah.
Might make a stock. Possibly my favourite thing about the chicken shop is it was originally called Favourite Fried Chicken. Then it was taken over by Perfect Fried Chicken. And then it was taken over again by a new franchisee who obviously couldn't afford to get a whole new sign. So he just got the F from the Favourite sign. And now it's called Perfect Fried Chicken. I am not making this shit up, man.
She's got photos to prove it.
Perfect Fried Chicken Forest Hill.
There's one in Isleworth, which was, they'd called it Nando. It clearly wasn't Nando's, but they'd call it Nando's. No, they'd call it Jando's.
Genius. And then, genius. And then, no one would ever suspect.
Nando's obviously taking them to court or something. And then your next minute part's called De Jando.
Isn't that a Quentin Tarantino film? The Jando's Unchained. Yeah. Being hangry is not all you have in common with Helen. You are also a vicar's daughter, which she thinks is very interesting.
Yes.
And did he stay a vicar, your dad?
Yeah, so he was a solicitor for 25 years. At my christening, they got chatting to the vicar. And that was when they started getting involved in the church. And then he became a vicar when I was 11. I was mortified. They sat us down to tell us. And my sister was like, can I still have contact lenses? Because it's quite a pay cut. And we were all like, and I was about to start secondary school, so I was like, oh God, I can't ever tell anybody because I'll get bullied and stuff. And it's only as a grown up, I'm like, he did a good thing. Yeah, he was something he believed in, and he is a good man. And my parents are really good. You know, they did the fostering and everything else. They essentially are good people. Religion gets quite a bad name now because there's a lot of weird religious people.
Yes, in a nutshell.
But there are
a lot of good vicars out there. But that's a big change. Because my dad did the opposite. He was a vicar, and then when I was 10, he became
a prostitute.
Boy. Sorry.
No, it's fine. No, he became a teacher.
Has he left being a vicar?
Yeah.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Well, you know, he didn't leave God.
No.
No one leaves God.
You wouldn't.
And there's something about being, like, I remember growing up as a vicar's kid, going, you know, you kind of, not, you felt like the royals, but, you know.
When at Dad's church at Christmas, they used to have a thing where they had a Mary and Joseph, a real life couple. I got roped into doing it one year. And it was when Buster was, so he was born in November. There's a picture somewhere of me in like a blue
amazing
thing, and Doug carrying a staff. I mean, when you get what?
Why did we do that? We were so tired.
We just did it. Doug really took to the role because he's quite theatrical. So there's pictures of him looking really pious
oh my
and
God.
Looking up to the sky. And then when we had Mabel and they asked me to do it that year, I was like, no. Because like, when you've had your second, you're a bit wiser to these things. Like, yeah. I'm not putting myself through that.
No. I actually played the baby Jesus when I was 6 weeks old. And my dad, I got cast. You know, a bit of nepotism, obviously, for the nativity play. But, yeah.
Well, look, should we do some business chat, Helen?
Yeah, let's get into business chat.
Yes.
So tell us about Don't Buy Her Flowers, Steph.
Okay. So when I had my Buster, my first baby, I was sent 8 bunches of flowers, and they weren't like just 8 normal bouquets. They were like, I worked in advertising, so I had these massive, really ridiculous.
They put on a count,
yeah, obviously. And you couldn't fit them in a vase, and I had 2 vases, and we lived in this poky little house. And I was sitting on the sofa, crying, leaking, like just feeling really, really overwhelmed, and all these deliveries kept coming. So it was really exciting because you don't have that as a grown up, like big piles of presents. But it was, I just thought, oh God, it made me feel more anxious. And you're feeling really overwhelmed. That first baby is full on, and you don't know what to expect, and you've got no idea. And it just made me feel worse. And I just thought, this seems ridiculous. Like, these people want to send something. Like, they're, and it was all like the congrats. That was for me. That was the bit that was for me. But it was something to care for, which doesn't make any sense. It's that you're already doing a shitload of caring when you just had a baby. Mm. So then when friends had babies, I would send them some chocolate and a magazine and stuff that was for them.
Mm.
But the reaction from them was so, it was all, like, in real contrast. It was so strong. So they would, I had one friend, we dropped a couple of meals just on their doorstep. The trick is not to go in, because you don't want people, really. And when you do, great, but at that point,
15 minutes, get
out. And then you people come in and they'd sit there, and you'd feel fine at the time because you're all a bit adrenaline-y.
Yeah.
Then they'd leave and I'd be like weeping on the stairs. Like, I'm just so tired. And you don't need that at that point. You kind of want to, my mum was like, pull the drawbridge up. Like, you don't need anyone. And a friend sent me a massage for me to thank me for having sent her a couple of meals. And I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, you could have gone out for a couple of meals for the cost of that. And it just struck me that there was there's a gap where people weren't, where people wanted to send something that was for the mum, that was just going to be all about TLC and caring for them.
and you made it very obvious that it, flowers are fucked.
Wow. So I got a bunch of flowers this week, actually. I never get flowers. Someone sent me flowers. The thing is, it's just for that occasion. It's like almost when they're one, maybe send someone flowers. Or flowers, I think, are lovely to get as a random gift.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you get them and it's like, oh, someone has been thinking of you. But when it's for an occasion like that, it just feels a bit more staged. It's not...
I usually get it after my husband's fucked up something really bad.
Yes, then you're like,
it's like, oh, right, yeah.
But it's because you've been a dick. I don't...
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's been a dickhead, yeah. He gives me really nice flowers. Yeah. It's like, this symbolises your incompetence.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to put it in the kitchen and remind me every time I walk past it. But no, I think it's just being... There's so many things that can make someone feel loved and cared for, and that's kind of the point of it.
What can people... get?
So the most popular package is called a care package, and it has a magazine, to get a choice of magazine, choice of scarf, truffles, flapjack, tea. So it's just a little like, here, sit down, this is about you, it's not about anyone else, and it's not about me giving you a flashy gift. It's like, this is for you to sit down. So I think that's the whole point around all of them, to encourage you to have a bit of time for yourself, which women are shit at.
Yeah.
So that, and we get loads of people crying when they get their packages, and I think it's because it's like signifies, oh, they get that I'm feeling a bit shit and that I need a bit of looking after. So someone doing that says quite a lot. So it's quite powerful, but which I didn't know was going to happen. I had no idea what would happen when it started. And also, 50% of the orders are now for new mums, but 50% are for like get well, bereavement. We get quite a lot of people sending for miscarriages.
Wow.
Because it's the same thing. Like, you need a bit of looking after.
Yeah.
And we do packages that have food delivery, you know, cook food. So you can get meals, which actually, when you've just had a baby, that is what you need. You don't want to be cooking. You don't really want pizza for, like, the fifth night running. So it's
well, speak for yourself.
Yeah. And another curry. Yeah.
Lovely.
Perfect fried chicken.
Yesterday's fried
chicken. Seven nights a week.
Done. I remember my husband gave me a box of, like, those mega boxes of celebrations.
Yeah.
After my first baby was born, and I think I just ate that for the first week because it was just there. It was just like instant calories. So if someone ordered one of your boxes, you do it really, really beautifully.
So it's
don't
all
you?
Gift wrapped, and it has a handwritten personal message in it. And
which, do you handwrite it?
I used to, but now we've just moved the business to new. Out of my house.
We've hired some 9-year-old Cambodians.
I've hired my brother, one of my older brothers.
This is like Madonna, Illy.
Yeah, keep it close.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to know my actual secrets.
No.
So it's family only.
Yeah.
No, my older brother jacked in his proper job.
Wow.
And is working full time and doing all the operations and dealing with suppliers and all that
Does
stuff.
Does he wipe down your breasts? No, seriously, you should read. It's a great book by Christopher.
I've missed a step.
Christopher Ciccone, who's Madonna's brother, was for a long time her, like, sort of on the road sort of assistant.
Oh, Jesus.
And some of the things he had to do include, before she went on, she would have a Ricola cough drop so she could sing Express Yourself adequately. So she would have this cough drop, and then he would have to hold out his hand and she would spit it into his hand before she went on stage. And when she came off stage, she would, like, lift up her arms, and one of his jobs was to wipe down her breasts. Does your brother do that? Does he do that stuff?
I think he would not like to do that.
No.
Shit, that's
He'll do your accounts, but not your...
But I will tell you, it all went horribly wrong years later when she hired him to do the interior design for one of her Malibu mansions, and he overpriced a pair of lamps, and they never spoke again.
Really?
Is that right?
It all went very wrong.
Where did this information come from? His book.
His book. So obviously it's all true and completely non-biased. So obviously the business is doing really well, but how did you get here? How do you go from, you know, being knackered and having an idea to actually, you know, making, I guess you're on what, £1 billion a year now?
Yeah, it's roughly £1.5 billion. Yeah. So it was, I went back to work after both babies, but had the idea. And the second time I went back, I was thinking, I don't see how this is going to work, really, because I worked in town, the commute, and I was thinking they're going to start school at some point, and how in shit am I going to get back and pick them up? And so it was coming up as an idea, and then I started a blog because I thought I need to do something, and that felt like a step that wasn't a leap of starting a business, but it was like putting the idea of motherhood and how I found it and all that stuff out there, and it went really well. And so it was a couple of months into that, and Doug was like, I think you should do it. I think you should just quit and see what, you know, it's going to be okay. So he was really behind it, which helped because he had to fund the whole thing. So that was good. And it's steadily grown, and then it just keeps growing. So it's been really positive, but it's a lot of hard work, pushing it and promoting it.
Are there things that you kind of know now that you wish you'd known at the start?
I probably didn't realise what a big deal it was going to be, like how consuming it is, and so how it will take over the house. Well, it did take over the house because two rooms in the house.
What, just physically?
So we've got a little front room at the front of our house, which was when we got the house, Doug was like, this is going to be my man cave. And he had like a big, lovely big screen.
Sorry, I just have to say, fucking man cave. Makes me very angry.
Well, I soon put pay to that because we filled it with stock. So he couldn't see the telly from the sofa. So that was fucked.
Awesome.
Yeah. It took over physically, but also it's just really full on. So most nights there's stuff to do. And Doug has a job. He works in finance, so he does that all day. And then he'll come home and be like, oh, I need you to do some stuff. So it is full on. But it's the same time, it's that, but well, you guys must know, like, you get a buzz, which you can't get working for someone else.
I know what you mean about it taking over your life, because when you are working for yourself, you never really feel like you can give yourself a day off.
No one's stopping you and going, you're done now. Like, even if you work for a shitty boss, at some point it's the weekend and that's it, and you don't, it all blends into one, doesn't it? So I think I went to this, so there was a lady who was one of the mums at nursery who did like mums returning to work counselling type stuff, and I saw her for a couple of sessions, and she was saying, well, you should have like a meeting on a Friday where you kind of go, what did I do in the last week, and reflect back, because actually you're achieving stuff all the time, but you're not really taking note of it. It's like, I've got the croissants. Just sitting down on my own, right? Here we go. Like having a little stop go through. Because that's what's weird. There's no one to...
Right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
So, no, but that it is hard. I think, I'm the same. I was thinking about this today, so I just don't give myself a day off. I always do something for Scummy
Mummies.
There
will always be something to
every
do.
Day.
Yeah. That's the thing. So I think maybe we just need to... But I think there is a danger. Women, like, you'd see people on, like, Instagram and stuff who are, like, packing orders at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, and they've got a newborn. Like, there's a danger that we flip to the other side of for equality. We end up working every hour because we're striving for that. And actually, there is a period when you've got a baby... Where I didn't want to work. The whole, like, paternity and a bloke being able to take time off so you can get back to work. I didn't want that. I wanted to take that time out.
Mm.
And that should be okay. Like, and if it suddenly becomes like you're supposed to be doing it all, so you're supposed to, it's like, that's shit.
Yeah.
And that will all go mental.
Like,
yeah.
You're not achieving stuff with your baby, yourself, your career and all those
and
things.
I think there probably are lots of people who see things, and you see people doing these amazing businesses, or they've got these beautiful blogs, or these beautiful Instagram feeds, and going, God, she's got like a 6-month-old and she's doing that, and I've got a 2-year-old and I'm doing fuck all. And it's like, you can't, that's really scary, because I think it, and you don't know what their circumstances are, what help they've got, or what money they've got, or...
Yeah, they could have just dressed their husband up as a 6-month-old, you don't know. These days with Photoshop, anything's possible.
That's right, it's not even their kid, they've bought the photos from somewhere else.
Yeah, but you do, like, and that's what's, it's quite scary.
No, and it's not, I think Instagram is not a window. It's a constructed reality. And, you know...
That was like an Observer cover line. That was like Weekend magazine. I like that.
Oh, thank you, Ellie.
I didn't pay for those words.
She really means it when she speaks like that. I've learned that in the last 3 years. I don't know. I can't say anything else now. I think I've peaked.
That's
it.
Be quiet for the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, hush now.
No, but I know, Helen, you can we Dragon's Den you, Steph?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I've got a couple of ideas I've been working on that we could do, maybe collabo on. The Hangover Gift Pack.
Mm.
So I'm thinking 2 cans of Coke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Quavers.
Yeah.
Bacon. Pair of sunglasses. And a Hungry House voucher.
Oh, I love that.
So that's what you should give. Some carbs in there. Just to...
With Quavers, is that carbs?
Not enough.
What
are those? Potato.
Yeah, because they can keep. You've got to think about these things.
That's
what can
right.
Go, what can travel in
what
the
place? Ellie likes a frayed bentos pie.
Oh, no, you don't.
I do. Listen, come the apocalypse, that's all there'll be to eat. So you better get used to it.
Because they're tinned, aren't they? With the peel
back. Yeah, exactly. They last forever.
All right,
I think that's a great one. And we've also got the parenting shag pack, Helen.
We've got the parenting shag pack. So DVDs for the kids.
Yeah.
A lock for the door.
Yes.
Lube and a small hand towel.
Johnny's.
Johnny's? What?
Because otherwise you might... have another kid.
Oh, true. If you're not, haven't had your injection or your coil or your pills or all those sort of things.
She and I like to go hands-free, but whatever floats your boat.
Oh, no, I got coil. So a nice lady 3 years ago put her hand up my fanny, and now I don't have babies.
Oh,
it's really
that
nice.
Good.
That makes it sound like witchcraft.
And she prayed.
She was clutching
she prayed over me.
She put some lucky heather up there. And then she read
my tea leaves. Did not fucking feel like Heather, I tell you. She is. I hate a speculum.
It's cranking.
Yeah.
And also, do you
and
feel
the click, the little click, and you're like, oh, that's the one.
Do you feel like it? You know those things that go inside shoes to keep their shape?
Yes.
It feels like that's what it is.
It is. Yeah. A shoe shaper.
Why do you think they call it like a shoe horn?
So there's some ideas for you.
I like
them. I bet everybody every day. So it's like when we go out and people go, joke. I got a joke for you. And you're like, I've got a pack for you, Steph.
So what is next? What is next for Don't Buy Her Flowers?
We're just continuing to grow. So it's nearly 2 years since we launched. We've had loads of corporate orders. So it's not necessarily like big company. It could be just the school staff room going... Mm. Like, so it ranges, but or just teams of people. Like, so individuals are hearing about us and they go into their office and go, oh, I know what we should get Betty for her 80th, or I know what we should get
packet of quavers and a Fray Bentos pie. Done.
Yeah. Or I know we should get someone for their having had their baby. So that is a real market that I didn't even really think about when we started. And men as well. They don't realise that they could buy this and their wife or partner or whoever will be quite pleased. We had one guy who was like, I want to get my wife, I want to send her a package every week for a month after she has our baby. And I thought, yeah, he's got it. Like, she would have liked that. Those first 4 weeks, getting something.
Because I'm going to leave her. Yeah. So she'll need a magazine and a chocolate bar.
I'm having an affair.
That's right.
So where can people find you, Steph? Where do they go?
So don'tbuyherflowers.com.
Yep. Are you on the Instagrams?
I'm on the Instagram. So I've got two accounts now, because I've got one that is me, and then we realised we should probably have a more serious Don't Buy Her Flowers one. But if you search Don't Buy Her Flowers, they come up. And on Facebook, it's Don't Buy Her Flowers.
Excellent. Well done. well that's done. Very exciting. All right, I think it's time for a game, Helen.
Oh, I've got this really good game, Ellie. It's called Did Our Husbands Really Give Us That? So what the game is, Ellie and I are going to list gifts that our husbands may or may not have given us. Okay. And you have to guess whether our husbands really gave us these gifts. One list is the real gifts our husbands gave us. And the other gift list comes from a poll carried out by the Sizzling Pubs and Crown Carveries of the 30 worst Mother's Day gifts ever.
Brilliant.
Steph, Don't Buy Her Flowers. Did one of our husbands actually give us, for a present, a tin of paint?
I'm going to go yes.
No.
Oh, that's
no. I underestimated incorrect. Your husband's.
Did one of our husbands give us half a box of mince pies left over from his work Christmas party?
Yes.
Yes, he fucking did.
Of course he did.
Whose husband was that?
Mine. And I got you a present, Helen. I'm like, yes. He's like, here's some really nice mince pies.
But half a pack.
Did one of our husbands once give us, as a gift, 4 yogurts?
I'm going to go no.
You are correct. That is from the list. That is from this. So someone gave their partner 4 yogurts, but for once, amazingly, it was not Helen or my partner. Did one of our husbands once give us a gift card for Greg's the Bakers? I use the term bakers loosely.
If they didn't, I think that could be a good gift for what we were talking about earlier when you're hungover. Yes.
That is correct.
Who did that?
My husband gave me a Greg's
one Christmas.
You can get little Greg's gift cards. Yeah.
Shit.
And can you guess for a bonus point, can you guess how much he put on the gift card?
Tenner?
Tenner, correct. Which is, of course, the minimum spend. The minimum spend at Greg's.
You could probably make quite a lot of sausage rolls, though.
Steak bakes is my thing.
Oh!
See, this is the thing. To be fair to him...
You've got a thing for steak Fray Bentos.
Love a steak, but have one today. But I'm not you. I didn't know that Greg's does gift cards. It's
so,
like finding out
you were probably quite pleased.
Yeah, yeah. It's like finding out that Weatherspoons has a sommelier. It's just like,
does it?
No more wine for Steph, Don't Buy Her Flowers.
Did one of our husbands give us, for a birthday present, running gear, but minus the shoes, as I was over the weight limit?
I think you've given it away. I think the clue is in the question.
And you suggested that you might be interested in running.
No.
Oh, that's not good. That is not a good gift.
But I loved it because he's like, I gave you some exercise gear, you know. soon he said, I was going to buy you some shoes, but it said, like, maximum weight 14 stone, and you're bigger than that, so I couldn't get your shoes.
What are you supposed to wear?
She's been barefoot for 3 years, bless her. No shoes in the land.
I'm a spaghetti bolognese away from a pair of Nikes, man.
What are you supposed to wear?
Isn't that ridiculous? I have never seen a pair of running shoes with like a maximum weight on them.
Come on, made it up to be abusive.
Just made me feel a bit shit. Okay, final one. Did one of our husbands once give us a beautiful gift box of toiletries from Rituals from the men's section?
Like a bit musty smelling. Musky,
bit,
even.
What's the word? Links.
Yeah, a bit linksy.
Links Africa.
Yeah.
I'm going to go yes.
Yes, of course you did. Of course you did. Oh, there we go.
There we are.
So that's our husband's.
Time for confessions, Ellie.
I think it is. I think it's time for the Scummy Mummy confessions. Can I go first?
You can, Ellie.
So I got taken out for a lovely belated birthday lunch today with my friends Peggy and Ollie, who are about to have a baby sort of due in the next week.
Good luck! Exciting.
Is yeah, it their first?
It's their first, oh. Yes. Yeah, don't hiss, Steph. It's all going to be fine. So yeah, we had a nice lunch and, you know, and I don't like to be one of those people who's like, oh, it's all a fucking nightmare and you're
no,
right. So
there's no point.
Yeah, I was just going to go, it's all fine. If you need any help, we're here. It's all fine. And life's going to be great. And it's all going to be wonderful. And then my baby woke up out of the pushchair and proceeded to just go, for about 10 minutes. And he started fiddling around with the buggy and he pulled out of the little pocket on the back of the McLaren just a handful of very old chips. Like chip shop chips. And
how old?
Put it this way, they were actually mouldy. And my husband was there and I was like, Pete, and he was like, oh yeah, it was really difficult. It was when you're at work and I was trying to like put him in the buggy and there was nowhere to put the chips and I did put them in a tissue and I just looked at Ollie and Peggy and I was like, yeah, this is what you've
you're
got.
You're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
Such a good time.
So there you go.
Nice.
Helen, what's your Scummy Mummy confession?
The other day I was walking along the road by myself and I was thinking about our previous podcast with Peggy and this is another Peggy related one, Peggy Orenstein, and we talked a lot about like different sex and then for some reason, you know when you're tired you lose your inner monologue and I was just like, and then I just said out really loud, went anal. I've become a mad woman who
if
just
only said, you were more so.
Yeah, just saying anal out loud.
Just anal out loud. It's like I'm losing my mind. I'm so tired. Anyway, that's good. My Scummy Mummy confession. I'm going insane.
So, Steph, don't buy her flowers.
The first time I went out after I had Mabel, I went out with my friend who is gorgeous and single and is having a whale of a time still and doesn't have kids, and I matched her drink for drink. And I hadn't drank for a year, pretty much, at that point. Not properly. And I was, like, having a great time, wearing a caftan, because obviously I was still, like, feeding and wasn't in shape, and I was enjoying that. And then in the taxi home, I felt sick. I was like, oh, God. And I ended up fashioning my scarf into a bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And doing it into my... into my scarf, which was like a chunky wool scarf. Thinking the taxi driver hadn't noticed, I'm fairly certain
it's got a fairly distinct smell.
but then getting home, like ringing the doorbell with my nose, looking to use my hands, and Doug opening the door to this, like, just this sorry state. Wow. Having left, like, going, I'm going out, and being really like, and then I think I tried to clean it.
No.
Thinking, oh, it's a nice scarf. I don't
know. No, it's like, not anymore.
Well, we applaud your honesty.
Yes.
and your terrible behaviour. So yeah. Well done. Well done, you. I think that's the end of the podcast, don't you, Helen?
I think it is. Thank you everyone for listening. I want to do a quick shout out to Bromley Lady.
Oh, yeah.
Clark's Bromley Lady. So Ellie and I were sitting in a cafe the other day and a random man just came up to us and said, are you the Scummy Mummies? We're like, yes.
Celebrity.
Yep. as I was eating cake at 9 a.m. in a cafe. And he said, my wife really, really likes you. And she met Ellie in Bromley Clark's. And he said, oh, I just have to tell you, you know, you make my wife laugh. So thank you. Hello to Bromley Clark's lady.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that we call you Bromley Clark's lady. I think your husband did tell us your name, but we forgot because we're terrible assholes. I think it might be Erin Bromley Clark's lady.
No, I think it's Josie.
All right, Josie Bromley Clark's lady. So anyway, if you want to hear more of us, do go to scummymummies.com. You can find all our old podcasts, which are also on iTunes. And as usual, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Scummy Mummies. Email scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com. Well, Steph, thank you so much
thank you for coming
on the podcast.
I've been enjoying it. I feel a bit pissed.
Hooray!
That's the dream.
Thanks again for listening. Until next time.
Bye-bye!
All right,
one more. Did our husbands give us a promise of flowers?
Yes,
he did. It was like, I'd had a shit day and Will came in and he went, oh, look, I was going to buy you some flowers, but then I ran out of time. But I just want to let you know, I was going to buy you some flowers and I will one day.
Amazing.
Like, that's great.
That's really lovely. Thanks, darling.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, it's not sometimes, is it?
No, it's the fucking wine. Just the wine.
I hope you're like, oh, it's so funny you should say that because I thought about giving you a blowjob. Fuck off.
Yeah, I've decided against it.
Yeah. Just don't have the time.
I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
I think about it most days.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.